Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Fertilizer Update, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Silvia Traganida, and with me today is Andy Hemphill, Markets Editor for Nitrates and Potash. Hello Andy, so I understand you've been to see a potash producer in Yorkshire?
Hi Silvia, thanks for having me. Actually, the producer I went to visit, Sirius Minerals, is very firm in their view that the product they're working towards isn't a potash killer. The company's Woodsmith mine, which is up near Whitby in the north of England, will actually produce a polyhalite-based multi-nutrient fertiliser they refer to as Poly4, and they claim it's more suited as a substitute for potash for certain crops or as part of a blended fertilizer program.
I see, and how soon will we see this Poly4 on the market then?
Well, Sirius is confident that the first shipments of Poly4 will leave the mine sometime in Q4 2021, but whether that's 1 tonne, 20 tonnes or 200 tonnes remains to be seen. Sirius has just broken ground on the mine itself and is working towards sinking its service and production shafts at the moment using a very impressive tunnelling method called diaphragm walling. But as you'd expect from the public relations tour, Sirius's executives had all the answers. Their operation, though, it does make a lot of sense, at least on the surface. The volumes for the mine will be transported 37 kilometres underground to a purpose-built Teesside port, and from there to the international market.
Great, but isn't Sirius concerned about the global oversupply in the potash market that we are seeing lately?
Well, it's certainly true that capacity additions could put downward pressure on potash prices in years ahead, but Sirius is banking on Poly4's versatility to find its own market niche. The firm has gone to great lengths to prove the low-chloride fertiliser is well-suited to some of the world's most grown crops, such as corn and tobacco. They're hoping to hit 10 million tonnes a year capacity initially, ramping up to 20 million tonnes after a couple of years. We'll have to see whether their plan pays off though.
I see, and we'll definitely keep an eye on them over the next couple of years. So great, well thanks for explaining that Andy. Please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Europe Fertiliser Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Sylvia Traganida.